There's good news for Clare. Well, mostly good news in the latest nationwide coastal litter survey by business group Irish Business Against Litter. Both Lahinch and Mount Shannon were found to be clean, although the news was a little less positive for Doolin Pier and Harbour, which was once again found to be moderately littered. 40% of 32 areas surveyed were clean, but there was a rise in areas branded littered or heavily littered. For more on this, Conor Horgan, spokesperson for IBAL, Irish Business Against Litter, is with us. Conor, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
I'm used to the general IBAL litter surveys. The coastal litter surveys, though, is this a relatively new survey?
Yes, it is. I mean, we've been doing our town surveys, if you like, for the last 20 years almost. This is only our third marine litter survey, as we call it, our survey of coastal areas. And we've seen improvement year on year. The last one now was in 2019. And we've seen improvement also in Clare, so like it's a really good news story. And you mentioned Doolin Pier, moderately littered. When we started off, you might recall Doolin Pier was slammed as heavily littered. So, you know, throughout the county, there's been improvement in the areas concerned.
Overall, before I return to Clare, two-fifths of 32 areas surveyed were clean, but a rise in areas branded littered or heavily littered. So nationally, a bit of an issue, despite the good news for Lahinch and Mount Shannon.
It's like a tale of two halves. On the one hand, we have more good areas that are clean. There's been a significant rise in those areas. But at the bottom of our table, there's deterioration in the areas that weren't so good. So areas have slipped from what was moderately littered to littered. So, you know, there's lots of work to be done in certain parts of the country. But overall, this is a success. And I think, you know, credit where credit is due. The local authorities have upped their game. And remember, this is at a time when staycationing is at record levels. These areas are coming under pressure like never before. I think the local authorities in the main have responded with, you know, more bins, temporary bins, with more signage and with facilities generally.
Okay, we're also joined on this by Eugene Garrahy of Doolin to Aran Ferries. Eugene, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Just to read you a little bit of the report for Doolin Pier and Harbour, it says Doolin is a freshly presented environment which has seen big improvements in litter levels compared to a few years ago. This time around, it was a moderately littered site, mostly short lie, mainly found outside the pier car park and the road to the overflow car park. The car park surface, signage, visitor info notices and dog fouling facility were well presented. Cigarette butts were particularly prevalent with lower levels of a variety of food-related items, mostly fast food and so on. Red and white plastic industrial tape was tied around a pole and flattening about, creating a poor impression. The most obvious blot on the landscape was the building-related materials in the car park and long-lie pieces trapped in the rocks, levels of which were quite significant. Does that sound like the Doolin Pier and Harbour that you know?
Well, I suppose the news is good. The news is very good. Things have improved greatly, even though there's additional pressure. By the way, building materials or building, I don't know what that is, because we're awaiting a long time for a building at Doolin Pier, and I don't know of any building that's going on there apart from clearing up stones from that had been swept in over the winter storms. But the news is very good. I mean, like was just said, Doolin is under a lot of pressure because, you know, it's becoming increasingly popular with a lot of staycationers. So we're delighted that the story is good and that things have improved, and Clare County Council have a guy there permanently on litter control. However, you know, strangely enough, we do not have any bins in Doolin. Now, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, because we're always pushing for people to bring their litter home with them. But you will get people carelessly at night time, maybe having a few social drinks on the pier, and you'll find cans there in the morning. But the council are alert to that, and they have somebody on patrol all the time. But, you know, there is always an argument whether there should be bins there or not. And, you know, that one is yet to be cleared up. We don't have any bins around Doolin Pier or in Doolin villages that are controlled and collected by the council, like you have in other towns and villages around the county. But, you know, there is an argument to say that maybe if we can push and push and push for people to bring their litter home, might be a better option. And, you know, Doolin tidy towns are always alert. And it's great that the news is good for Doolin, that we are improving all the time, despite the pressures of the people that come to Doolin and the crowds that travel through Doolin.
Yeah, and as Conor says, you know, staycations are putting pressure on a lot of places in Ireland at the moment, coastal locations. But it's important for, you know, it is good news for Doolin in the sense that it has cleaned up from where it was in the previous survey. It's important for you, I'd imagine, Eugene, in your business, Doolin to Aran Ferries, that Doolin is well presented, you know, when you're bringing people on the ferry.
You know, it is so, so important. But the great thing is, you know, I actually speak with a lot of customers every day as they queue up to get on boats and that. And I ask them, have they been here before? And the people that haven't been to Clare before, or Doolin in particular, I ask them, well, what's attractive about the place? And they say the cleanliness, the topography, you know, the landscape. And it's very encouraging when you get to respond. And we have a huge amount of people that travel there over and over again, and they see the improvements that have happened there. Doolin Tidy Towns do a huge job around Doolin, and we are very, very proud of what they do. And it's great news that you know, that the report comes back from IBAL saying that we have, you know, increased our cleanliness and the place is much better presented than it was previously.
Yeah, and Conor, just to go back to you and to finish on this, I mean, it's great that Lahinch and Mount Shannon are clean, and obviously Doolin, Pirin Harbour has made an improvement, and you see the positive knock-on effect it has for someone like Eugene working in a business that's heavily reliant on, you know, tourism and so on, that if a place is well presented, it's more likely to attract domestic and foreign tourists and benefit people like Eugene.
Most definitely, you know, and I think to his point, I mean, I think there is a strong case for installing more bins in areas like Doolin. I know lots of councils don't like bins, that they're abused and people put their domestic waste in them, but I can't see in an area like Doolin Pier that being such an issue than it might be, say, in Dublin City. So I think maybe the council should take the example of other successful areas, and certainly the reports we've received from Ontashka are suggesting there's more bins out there. I think the installation of more bins could bring Doolin further up our chart.
Okay, and we would like to see that, but Doolin has improved from where it was before, and long may that trend continue. Thanks very much, gentlemen. Conor Horgan there, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter, and before him, Eugene Garrahy from Doolin to Aran Ferries. 1650 400 964.
Morning Focus with Specsavers Ennis. Caring for your sight and hearing safely in store whenever you need us. Book your test at specsavers.ie/Ennis.